Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I am here with my co-host, Phoebe, and two very special guests, my older sister, Sophie, and her friend, Austin.
We are going to let them introduce themselves by telling us what their favorite ride is and a personal story from one of their trips to Disney.
Okay, wait, I go first?
Yeah.
Hello, Sophia.
Says Sophia.
Okay, I'm Sophia. My favorite ride is the Jungle Cruise, and then a story. So one time my grandma, my parents were out of town, so my grandma was babysitting me and my older brother, and she picked us up and she took us to the airport, and then she told us that she was taking us to Disney World.
Oh,
and I didn't believe her. And we had this like special code because I was younger, and it was, like, a kidnapping code, so it was, like, applesauce or something like that. So they had to they had to give us this special code to let us know that they had permission from our parents to take us somewhere, and my grandma didn't have this special code.
Oh, no.
So I told her that I wasn't going to go with her to Disney. So she's trying to get me on this airplane to go to Florida, and I was refusing. So we had to call my parents, and they had to tell me that it was okay to go with grandma. And so then we went for like 4 days, and it was a blast.
That's awesome. Well, I'm Austin. Isaac, thank you for having me on today. Phoebe, Glad to be here. You know, favorite ride for sure, Space Mountain. Space Mountain.
That's a good one.
It is a classic. And I would love to see the rails in daylight. You know what I mean? Like, see what it looks like when it's not pitch black in the room.
Have you never been on it with the lights on?
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Have you never done that?
No.
What?
Oh, I totally have. Sometimes, like, it was like a maintenance thing or something.
And they had the lights on.
Really? It's not as bizarre.
Oh, no, I bet it's not as fun,
it's
that's
kind
for
of,
sure.
Honestly, it's kind of, like, disappointing.
You can look up a ride video online.
Okay, I'll look that
up.
That
way you don't have to experience it, and it won't be as disappointing.
True, because that's the fun thing about Space Mountain is you never know what's coming next. You know? You're just going straight at 87 million miles per hour. Next thing you know, you get whipped to your right. Next thing you know, they're taking a picture of you.
Uh-huh.
So here's my fun story. So my dad and I, we both have some back pains every once in a while. And so we like to lay down on our backs, flat on your back. It kind of helps, you know, resolve your back pain. So here we are at Disneyland. We feel the back pain coming on. So we decide, okay, we're just going to lay down. So we laid down right in the middle of the path. You guys know Autopia, right in front of Autopia. We had some ladies coming up asking if we were okay. We probably had 20 different people ask if we were okay. And we were just laying right there on the path. And, you know, the Disney workers were asking. And we said, you know, is it okay if we lay here? And they said, yeah, it's totally fine. So we have a picture. And since then, I've started an album of all the places that my dad has laid down around the world. So Disneyland is just one of the places. But just a fun little story there for you. A little anecdote.
Okay. Today we will be talking about our top 10 fun facts within Disneyland. We will be doing Disney World a little later, but first we will make some announcements.
We now have an Instagram that our cousin is running for us, so thank her.
You can find that at thankthephoenicians.podcast, and we might try to get a Facebook page set up, so we will keep you informed.
Now, this podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to that, you know, be sure to check it out. Make sure to write a review, 5-star review, and hit the subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it, guys.
Let's get started.
Number 10, Walt has an apartment atop the fire station.
Well,
now, is this true?
Yeah. He made an apartment and like there's always a lamp on.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Was it to signal that Walt was in the park?
Right. So he had this apartment, and every time he was staying at the apartment, he'd turn on the lamp to just kind of let people know, like, Walt was in the apartment.
Wow.
So now the lamp, they keep it on all the time because the spirit of Walt Disney is always in Disneyland.
It's always there. I love that.
That's really cool.
That's pretty good for a number 10. I don't know how you're going to beat that. You still have nine more to go.
Well, I just thought because tons of people know that.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
I like that. Why the fire station?
I think it's just like, well, it's right there.
True, it's on Main Street.
It's so you can overlook Main Street.
Beautiful.
See people coming in.
It's pretty. Was Downtown Disney constructed at that point? Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, number 9. There are cats that take care of the rodent problem.
Yeah.
They send a ton of cats out at night and they keep these little mice down.
So
they just live there and they're always there. They just hide during the day.
So Sophia, you don't have to be worried.
Yeah, hates mice. I hate mice.
Sophia hates mice.
But I love Mickey.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
That is ironic.
And I love Cinderella, so you know, like Gus and Jack-Jack. And
yeah, it's her favorite Disney princess.
Do you think that she knows that there are mice in that show?
I don't know.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this later. All right, should we go on to number 8? Are we just flying through these? Number 8. On top of the Snow White ride, you can see the Evil Queen.
Yeah, so she's, if you look on top of it, there's curtains, and every once in a while she'll pull back the curtains, and you can see her.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it an actress, or is it a
No,
robot?
It's like a
Annika.
Also, when you go into the line of Snow White, there is an apple that if you rub it, you can hear the Evil Queen laugh, cackling.
That's
it's like
awesome.
This, like, brass apple or whatever. That's cool. Number 7. Doritos were originally made at Disneyland. Well, yeah, Disneyland.
Do you know this story?
Yeah. But you can tell it. You're a guest. I think you should be the spotlight.
Please.
Well, if I must. Okay, so I don't remember the restaurant name, though.
Yeah, it's like somewhere.
It's the Mexican restaurant. It's in
Delicious.
Disneyland.
You guys, that's probably my favorite restaurant at Disneyland.
It honestly is so good.
It is.
It's amazing.
It really is amazing. So it's over, like, by Big Thunder, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oof, talk about a good ride.
Mm-hmm. Great ride. So they had a bunch of, like, extra tortilla strips just from, you know, making their tortillas, and they were throwing them out like every day. And so then they decided that they should make something of them. So they started cutting them up into little triangles, frying them up, sprinkling some seasoning on them, and Doritos were born.
Yeah.
Well, it was the guy, the little dude, his name was Dorito, and he said, maybe we should fry these
up. Oh my
gosh. It's true.
No.
It's true.
I don't.
His name was Dorito Chip. Chip is his last name.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, go ahead, disregard that, because I don't
That's
know.
That's fact number 1 today, folks.
No.
And then
number 6. On every popcorn cart, there's a different character that turns the popcorn.
So it will, like, represent what land it is in. So the popcorn cart by Matterhorn will have the Yeti turning it. And, like, in Tomorrowland, they'll have, like, the Rocketeer. And then they even have some seasonal ones. So, like, Santa on Main Street during the Christmas season. And Oogie Boogie by the, whatever his name is, Oogie Boogie, I think that's it.
Yeah.
By the Nightmare Before Christmas seasonal ride that they put on. And for Halloween and Christmas. But, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So if you can go look at all the different popcorn turners.
See, that's like a little detail that you wouldn't really notice.
That's true.
If it weren't for this podcast, obviously.
But also, even the garbage cans are themed to each land.
Yeah, they are.
They theme everything. It's beautiful.
Disneyland is the best place on earth.
Well, Disney World.
Well,
but
Disneyland.
Disney World. Anyway, so number 5, there is a pink color that Disney made. Sorry, but Disney made called No See Him Green.
Don't they have them, like, on? What do they
have? No, what is it? No, what is it?
Go Away Green.
Oh, it's Go Away Green. Oh, my gosh.
Go Away Green.
I put the wrong.
No, you put it right. I don't know why Sophia said, what did you say?
No,
Sophia said something crazy.
No.
No, yeah, Go Away Green. Everybody knows that.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry about that, guys.
It's this color that is, like, not detectable to the eye very easily. And so it doesn't ever catch your eye. So they had doors with it.
Like for, Club 33. They had the
Club 33 doors.
So what's Club 33? That is the question.
It's like this club.
An exclusive club.
And you can pay, and it's
you pay a membership fee.
And you get all these cool things, like you can, like I think you can get like discounts on cruises and stuff.
Wow. And it's a club of people that go to Disneyland and they find this door and they go into it.
Yeah. Wow. But you can pay to, like, if you're a member, you can pay and you eat food there and stuff.
Okay.
So I'll have to search it up.
Mom and Dad have been there.
I know.
Yeah.
They have.
It's like an expensive, exclusive club that you wait years to get on the list.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun. So, yeah, so they hide things that they don't want people to just randomly see with Go Away Green.
Okay, number four. When you exit the Indiana Jones ride, you can find the truck from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So that's the actual truck that was in the movie.
Yes.
That's pretty incredible. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's kind of fun to find props. There are also R2-D2 and C-3PO are on Star Tours.
Yeah.
The actual little characters from the movies.
Yeah, and there's this other hidden gem in Indiana Jones. So behind the projector, it's like in the projector room when they show you the video with Indiana Jones, how he's going to the temple. The Forbidden and I, you can see an Eeyore parking lot sign because the Eeyore parking lot was there, but they had to take it out because they were going to make Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So which is another great ride.
Oh, that's just a little great tribute. Ride.
That is a great ride.
They need that in Disney World instead of Dinosaur.
Here's a fun fact. Here's another Disney fact. You know, I was obsessed with Indiana Jones when I was a kid, so I actually bought an Indiana Jones hat. And I didn't take this hat off for, 2 years. Every single picture you see of me from the age 4 to 6, I have this hat on. And so, anyways, a terrific ride. I've never forgotten that ride.
This is a good one.
That's really funny. So, number three. On Winnie the Pooh, you can find remains of the Country Bear Jamboree.
Which was its predecessor? I don't know my word.
Predecessor, yeah. You got it.
But it's like Max Buffin. I don't know. It's the three. I don't know what they're called.
Do you know which room you see?
Yeah. So when you go into the honey room, you can look back and on the wall, like above the door, you go in, you can see the
remains of the Country Bear Jamboree. Which
do you know what the remains of it?
So it's just these.
Just a skeleton.
No, it's not.
It's a skeleton.
No, but there's a real skeleton in Pirates.
Yeah, it's on top of the headboard.
They used to use actual skeletons
because they
in that ride.
Right.
They could. So hold up. Okay. So they used to use real skeletons because the look of fake skeletons wasn't really great when they were first making it.
So they couldn't get it quite right.
And so they got a bunch of skeletons, and there's one remaining that's on the headboard of the bed.
Crazy.
Huh.
So real human remains.
So it's not a skeleton though in Country Bear Jamboree.
No, it's no. I don't even know what they're called. Or you should know it.
I know what it looks like. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah. But just look for, they're like,
it just look behind you when you go into that room. It's up on the wall, right behind you through the doorway.
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, there is a little man of Disneyland.
So this is also by Indiana Jones.
Oof.
Indiana Jones has a lot of hidden gems around it.
No joke.
So there is a story, and it's a the little golden book stories, like those books. You can get the story. They made the story that there was a leprechaun living on the where they were building Disneyland, the Field of Orange Groves. So Mickey and Goofy and Donald come over, and they look around and they see the leprechaun, and the leprechaun's like, "Hey, this is my area." And so they tell them what they're gonna build, and he's like, "That's not true," even though he was a make-believe person. So they let him pick a spot wherever he wanted on the land, and so people would come to Disneyland and they couldn't find the little man of Disneyland's house. So they're like asking Imagineers, "Where's the little man of Disneyland's house?" And anyways, so they Imagineers, it's at like the, it's like at the tree, bottom of the tree trunk, by Indiana Jones. You can see this little house, and it's got a door, a chimney, and windows that have like lights in them. So you're able to see.
That is incredible.
And that's, I think, really they cool. might have like a, he might have a mailbox and stuff.
Wow.
That's cool. Did you know you can mail stuff actually out of Disneyland?
Yeah.
Like they're working mailboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you ever have a letter, just go ahead, stick it in there. It's a real mailbox. Main Street.
I love Main Street. That's probably my favorite part of Disneyland.
It's magical. It is. Just walking down it.
Yeah.
Gives you all the nostalgia of all the other times you've been there.
Okay, number one. The top secret. The top fun fact.
Yeah.
In Tomorrowland, all of the plants are edible. Now, who knew that? Like, who discovered that, first of all?
Yeah.
Who ate all the plants to find out that they're edible? Well,
so, Walt wanted, Tomorrowland to be feeling like it's in the future, so all the plants were edible.
Naturally.
So he wanted all the plants in there to be edible, so you can actually eat the plants, but I wouldn't,
I wouldn't suggest eating the plants.
Yeah, because they probably spray it for, like, bugs and stuff, but.
But the idea, the thought is there.
Yeah.
So if you look, you'll find, like, lettuce and cabbage and peppers.
Yeah. So it really is the world of the future.
Right. Where everything's
sustainable.
Can you find,
like, the mint leaves?
Ooh. Yes. They do have
and
mint
basil
leaves.
And probably.
So just, like, look around. You'll find a bunch of edible plants.
So here's my last question here. Well, I mean, unless we have another question. Where is door 33? Club 33? Where's the hidden door?
It's in, well... It used to be hidden, but I don't think it's not anymore.
You could probably look it up.
Yeah, you can see it. What you can see,
isn't it in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah. So if you just kind of look around, it's there.
Well,
and it's called Club 33 because of like the address or something.
Oh, cool.
So that's the end of our show. But before we do that, I want to ask Sophia if you have any other fun facts that we didn't mention on this podcast.
This is your chance.
Or any of you guys.
I'm sure. Oh, there's a tree that it's over by the Jungle Cruise, and it is like pre-Disneyland. Yeah. Like, so the family that used to own the property where Disneyland now sits, they had planted this tree, so it's super, super old, and they ended up leaving it there. All the other trees got torn down because it was an orange grove, but that one got left. So there's a really old tree. You can see it.
That is really interesting.
It's pre-Disneyland era.
Yeah, that's
really cool.
Interesting.
Huh.
I also, so on top of Peter Pan and Mr. Toad, there are weather vanes that are shaped like TikTok the Croc or TikTok Croc is on Peter Pan, and on Mr. Toad is Mr. Toad. So you can look those up. And then
there's a little hole, not little, there's a hole in Matterhorn that a ride used to go through. It was like, it's like a gondola ride. And they ended up just, like, leaving it.
Really?
Yeah. Also, there's a basketball
court.
Half a court.
Up in?
In Matterhorn.
In the mountain?
Yeah.
Or in
yeah.
the basement?
No, in the mountain.
What?
So it's on top.
Right. So, at the time that they were building it, there were some city sanctions where you could only have a building so high if it was, like, a sports arena or something like that.
So they put a basketball.
So to go around it, and it's not anything fancy. In fact, there are pictures that you can look up on the web. And it's not anything fancy. But, yeah, they made it into half a court and...
What about the tunnels underneath Disneyland?
So that's not in Disneyland.
That's in Disney World.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to talk about that later.
The drawbridge.
Teasing the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
The drawbridge in Sleeping Beauty's castle actually works.
Yeah.
They've only lowered it, what, twice?
I think.
Yeah, twice. Like the opening at Disneyland and some other random time.
Yeah. It might have been the 50th that they did it.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it was the 50th that they did the...
Drawbridge.
Wow.
Working drawbridge.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You don't have any others?
I've got nothing right now.
I love how there's so many little secrets.
Yeah.
There's tons of hidden gems around Disneyland.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, also, chewing gum is not sold anywhere in Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they want to keep it clean. Because chewing gum, I think you can still bring chewing gum into the park.
Oh, I have a story about gum in Disney.
Okay, do you want to tell it?
So this is actually in Disney World, but... Okay. So we were going on Toy Story Mania in Disney World. And it was like a really long line because it was a new ride. And there was, like, stairs and stuff, so I was holding on to the rail, walking down the stairs, and all of a sudden I felt just, like, this, like, gooey stuff. And I looked on the rail, and it was gum, and it was so gross, and I was grossed out. And I couldn't, like, go out of line to, like, wash my hands.
Yeah.
So I wrote, and I was like, ugh. And then I washed my hands right after because it was so gross.
Gross. I mean, that makes you glad that they don't sell chewing gum, right?
Yeah.
It makes it less likely for those kind of things to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about, like, Lagoon.
Yeah, it's a total different story.
Gross.
And then there was actually a horse. It's called, I think it's Jingles, on the carousel that was dedicated to Julie Andrews.
That's true. Because of Mary Poppins.
And it's even got a little Mary Poppins thing. And like on the, it's like a, I don't know, a crest maybe. It's got like Mary Poppins with like an umbrella or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's anyways. Wonderful. Thanks for listening. And thank you guys for coming on to the show.
Remember to hit that subscribe button, you guys, and leave a review here on Apple Podcasts.
And always remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Bye.
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 Bye, guys.